Show us why. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That call to the Justice Department from several key Republican lawmakers. Why the FBI raided the home of former President Trump Monday, ostensibly looking for classified documents among Mr. Trump's personal White House papers. South Carolina Congressman Lindsey Graham isn't buying it.
Is it plausible the FBI would open up an investigation of Donald Trump without merit? Hell yeah, they've done it before.
Neither the Justice Department nor the FBI has commented, but some Americans have plenty to say.
News of the FBI raid in Florida sent supporters and detractors of the former president to his residence here at New York's Trump Tower and to his Mar-a-Lago resort. Those showing signs of support for the FBI's raid right next to others who are furious over what went down Monday.
He's got to come back. It's all gone to you know what for the last 18 months.
And on top of searching offices and cracking open a safe, the New York Post reporting now that FBI agents searched Melania Trump's wardrobe and spent several hours combing through a private office.
Fox's Laura Ingle. Fox News has confirmed the former president will sit for a deposition in the morning, part of the New York Attorney General's probe of his businesses, which Mr. Trump has called a continuing witch hunt. And a federal appeals court has greenlighted the IRS to release his tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee. Two soldiers in training at Fort Benning have been killed in the North Georgia Mountains.
The Army confirms two soldiers on Tuesday afternoon lost their lives here on the mountain. The Army calls the incident weather-related. The Army giving few details so far. The soldiers were based out of Fort Benning. The Army often trains aspiring Rangers on Yona Mountain. Three other soldiers injured. The Army is not releasing the names of the two soldiers who died. They are still trying to get in contact with their families.
Christopher King of Fox 5 in Atlanta. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
More primaries on Tuesday.
In Connecticut, Leora Levy is backed by former President Trump and has won the GOP primary for Senate. She'll go against Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. For the first time in about 50 years, Vermonters don't have the chance to vote for Senator Patrick Leahy. He's retiring. Congressman Peter Welch won the Democratic primary for the Senate seat and will face Republican Gerald Malloy. In Minnesota, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar squeaked by in her primary against centrist challenger Don Samuels. In Tuesday's Wisconsin GOP primary for Senate, incumbent Ron Johnson's won. He'll face Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A jury has acquitted a commercial truck driver of causing the deaths of seven motorcyclists in a horrific head-on collision in northern New Hampshire in 2019. The suburban Dallas man, who evaded capture for a dozen years after his two teenage daughters were shot to death, has been convicted of killing them. Yasser Saeed, sentenced to life in prison, no chance for parole, for what prosecutors said were honor killings. One of the girls had called 911 as she lay dying and said her dad had just shot her. As the war in Ukraine rages on, the U.S. military says one side has taken a notable number of combat deaths.
The Pentagon says Russia has suffered what it calls a remarkable number of casualties, up to 80,000 killed or injured since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began on February 24th. In the southeastern part of the country outside of Zaporizhia, Russian forces have stored military equipment near the reactors of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. It's also been the site of shelling in recent days. The UN warns that attacks in these recent days are, quote, suicidal. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.